Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Well, speaking of that, you obviously inspired Kendrick, right? Because he recently spoke your name and Lecrae name, which was definitely big. Because and the reason that is big is because there's so many people who watch you, some people who watch me, but they're not gonna always give you that public nod, right? They be like, "I see you," and I want y'all to know I see him. Yeah, I'm watching. He ain't doing this isolated. The world sees him, right? That matters. I think that demonstration was so powerful because he knew what he was doing. That means he recognized, right? Number one, how you disrupting the energy. Right. And that has to inspire him in a way to where he be like, man, if he doing it, what I look like not doing it in my position if I got the same feeling, starts and ideas towards it. You feel me? And I thought it was so powerful of Kendrick to take that moment and not even make it about himself. Right. He made it about all those who crash in the party and shifting it. He's not saying I'm the only one. He's recognizing that I realize there's a lot of disruptors and radicals and Christ-like conscious messianic figures out there doing the work. You feel me? And so I want to ask you, number one, did he talk to you beforehand or have you met him or have y'all had a conversation?
I haven't spoken to Kendrick Lamar in 13 years.
Yes, sir.
I met him in 2011 in California. We performed at the same festival together called the Paid Dues Festival, right? Spoke with him then. We took a picture. My locks weren't even touching my shoulders back then. You feel me? Now they down to my waistline. After that, did I ever speak to Kendrick again? I might have ran across him one more time after that in 2012 at South by Southwest. I ran across him and the entire TDE.
Yeah.
J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, and Ab Soul. Saw each other. We all dapped up, you know what I mean? Gave each other love. Took a picture together, right? That's the only times I've ever spoken to Kendrick in my life. So this wasn't something where he told me, hey, I'm about to throw you the alley-oop. To throw you the alley-oop of a lifetime. But oh my goodness. It was so divine the moment that I found out that Kendrick mentioned me and shouted me out in this song. Because I was on Instagram Live with a popular blogger from my city, a hip-hop blogger, right? Brother named GDP. And I was sitting there receiving condemnation from my city because of my viewpoints about who should perform at the Super Bowl. And at the same time as I'm receiving that condemnation, and I'm on Instagram Live explaining my heart and my viewpoints, I received this validation from the most powerful rapper on the planet. You feel me? So the condemnation and the validation came at the same time because people flooded the comments, Keys, all of a sudden. And I'm going from hearing people in New Orleans say, you can't come back to the city. We better not catch you uptown. Somebody need to pop his top. You heard me? You canceled from New Orleans. To people flooding the comments saying, Kendrick Lamar just mentioned you, D1. Kendrick Lamar just shouted you out in his new song. And it was like this divine moment to where people got to see the condemnation and the validation happen in real time. That live is still on my man's page and available. And in that moment, I thank God that he gave me the wherewithal to say, hey, I don't know what all these Kendrick comments are and where they coming from. I don't know if it's true or not or if y'all trolling. But even if he did shout me out and give me my flowers like y'all are saying, just know that even flowers die at some point. So it's important to be thankful and grateful for that, but not to get too high on the highs. The same way I'm not getting too low on these lows of people threatening me right now and telling me I'm canceled and my own city hate me at this point, right? I was like, at the end of the day, it's not about the validation from another person or the condemnation from another person.
It's a saying, Mushin. It means no mind. Comes from the Book of Five Rings. And it's by Maoto Masushimi. And he was a Japanese warrior. He won every battle. He had hundreds of battles. He won every battle as a swordsman. And he became really a master of strategy in life. And no mind is really not taking in anger, not taking in ego, but having this complete level of awareness so that you can stay in flow, right? Because it's like if he just won a battle, right, And he's thinking he's going to win the next one because he won the last one. Then he's operating off yesterday's war, right? And while he's over here thinking about how great he is because of this and his ego, it's going to slip him up versus being prepared for what's next to come, right? And I think about that for individuals such as yourself and anybody on that path or what I consider to be ascension and going, there has to be a delayed gratification. Right, until the work is truly done. It's important to have your moments of celebration. That's gratefulness, right? But it's more important to stay in this state of flow, right? And when I see you, you're in this constant state of flow, and it keeps you constantly elevating and elevating and elevating, and it attracts that as well. So other people now have to, right, respond to you in the way that you are responding to reality, right? So I can see a Kendrick being in the studio, you see your consistency, the pressure that you have, and you pushing on the industry, right? Because you're in that flow, right? And then he puts you in his flow. You feel me? To say, I'm gonna put some more fire on this, right? Because I asked you earlier about, you know, babies and them contribution to the city, and I don't know what they've done whatsoever. But anybody that has made 100 plus millions of dollars, we should be able to see visible impact and contribution. And we got this saying, we love the devil because the devil gives us nothing, right? And so many of us, Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying, so many of us love the devil because the devil gives us nothing. We praise people that have done nothing for us, right? And the people that's fighting for us, that's doing everything for us, we got nothing for them. No appreciation, no gratitude. Instead, condemnation and aggression and emotions and hate, right? You a professor at Harvard. You understand me? Like, you've built businesses. You've got your awards from senators and governors, and right? You've educated your community. You've done your charitable causes. Your music is reflective of something that's good for the people, right? And you a warrior to shift the culture that so you can save these babies out here. And I knew that if you had hundreds of millions of dollars, your impact would be skyrocket to a whole nother scale, right? So I think that, you know, that moment, if anything, it was a moment of vindication, right? And validation, because the vindication comes from, listen, number one, Kendrick represents what a lot of people say is not possible.
Yes.
Right? Which is an oxymoron. Because they act like you can't speak some truth or make music in a manner to where the abundance of your music is good for the listener. It's getting them to think and they vibing. Right? But Kendrick called it out the way it is. Like, you know, on the West Coast, you know, I think our energy be a little aggressive. Shout out to my brother DJ here. He said, I don't like the West Coast.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to Grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
But I feel like we understand something, because there's a warrior energy that comes from this side to where we understand when to go to war sometime and the politics of that war. You feel me? Where things get to a point where, all right, man, we got to push a hard line on this.
Yep.
You feel me? Otherwise, it ain't going to never change. And I think Kendrick had got to the point where we are, to where we fed up with a culture. You feel me? And it's like, let me do what I know that's in my lane that could be the most impactful thing. He said, I walked old boy down. Now I'm coming for everybody else. You feel me? And he said, the party got to die, but what's the party? Right? The party is our overstimulation. The party is us influencing each other negatively. You feel me? This party is the degradation. The party is the culture. The culture has just been turned into a party. We used to have a black party, the Black Panthers. You feel me? That was a political party. We no longer have a political party. We don't have economic parties, right? We're not having spiritual parties, right? So one party dies doesn't mean that a better party doesn't advance and start.
Correct.
And that's what I'm about. It's saying that, okay, what we gonna replace it with? You feel me? And so that shout out between you and Lecrae is something that I want everybody else to take as a blueprint. Stop having all this platform, right? And only time you use it is for a politician. Right? You got all this money only and influence. Only time you want to do, I want to raise money for a politician that I like. Right? Or if a black man dies and I'm going to speak up. But there's living black men that you watch every single day. Right? And then you don't actually do any actionable things to support or increase the impact that they having when you got this platform. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, that's the negative space. It's when you're not doing anything that you could be doing. Mm-hmm. Right? So you may think that all... And that I learned that a long time ago, because enlightenment, sometimes it's just sitting with yourself. You can be this enlightened being. You're not doing nothing to the world. Mm-hmm. But no, we don't have that when our people are suffering. Mm-hmm. That means that you got to use your money, your power, your resources, your influence at the highest level to create impact. And then that means you got to look in the mirror and say, I'm still not doing enough. Mm. I'm still not doing. I just did that and it's still not enough.
Right, right.
Because it's, again, it's what's in front of the scenes, but behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And this is where you take the fame and the ego and all of it out, is the silent radicals. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not hard to be a radical, right? Just do something that affects the root problem, right? There's phone calls we can make on each other's behalfs, right? There's people that we can connect each other to. There's rooms that we can walk each other in. There's resources that we can give to each other. Right? There's ways to use our platforms to shout each other out. Mm-hmm. There's positions that we in that we can say, oh, I'm going to do that because that's one of my tribe. I want to see them constantly go. Mm-hmm. So when you don't see a brother like yourself or myself elevating, that is a condemnation of the culture.
Yes.
Not us.
Correct.
Because if you're doing your part, then that means that you're going to let me out there as an individual to where you'd be like, okay, well, if I don't have the skill set or the knowledge on a certain thing, then you should be there to teach me and educate me, right? Mm-hmm. If I don't have the resources, you should be there to help give me those resources. I'm out there wild and unprotected. You should be there to help keep me safe, right? This is why young people look at it and being like, man, if being a demon, you feel me, gets more benefits, then why would I want to be an angel? Mm-hmm. You understand me? How is, do we make working for the devil seem more fair seeming than working for God? Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's, to me, was that moment that, hell no, everybody should be speaking the name off their lips, using their platforms to talk about the young men specifically that's out here rising and pushing the line to shift the culture.
That took so much selflessness from Kendrick to share his platform. The absence of ego is something that has to exist if we care about our collective betterment as opposed to just our individual betterment, you know? Mm-hmm. And in a culture where we turn people into idols and icons, people don't see selflessness and sharing as part of the blueprint to get to becoming an idol or an icon. And that's that's one of the issues right now. Everybody feels like, I got my own platform. My Instagram page, my YouTube channel, that is my platform. That's my version of CNN or Fox News or MSNBC. So it's on me to elevate myself as much as possible. I love that Instagram took away the feature. Oh, I've been the first one to utilize this. Take away the amount of likes and the amount of shares and everything that people can see visibly. Because I don't want you to support me just because you see how many other people have supported me. And I don't want you to not support me just because you perceive that not enough people supporting this post. So maybe this post ain't really resonating. I want to take away all that. I want the metric to be your morality. I want the metric of if you think this is dope or not to be your moral conscience. You feel me? And let that dictate if you're going to rock with me. I'm not a flashy person. I never show what I got on my wrist or based on what I'm wearing or based on what kind of car I pull up in. You hear me? I see you, dog. And I don't knock nobody either.
Yes,
as long as you're not going broke behind that.
I don't knock nobody
for that either.
I like gold because gold, you know, gold is going up to like $2,900 right now. And we always trying to get people to think about investments. You feel me? So, you know, and there's nothing wrong with platinum, you know, as an investment stock, but a lot of things that we invest in and the culture don't hold their value. And that's part of that literacy component. But it was something as you were speaking that I was thinking, it would be so dope actually to see you sit across from Lil Wayne the way I'm sitting with you. Because he's the past of New Orleans and you're the future, right? And y'all almost like an inverse reality, right? You light skin, you little brown skin, but y'all both got dreads. But you can see two versions of two different paths. But it's also one of those things to where I've never seen discussions with artists and they fans. And the fans get to tell them their impact. Mm. Negative, right, or positive. But sitting across and being like, listen, man, I followed your path and this is how it hurt me. You feel me? We've never seen that.
I just pray to God that that can happen.
That's a level of healing and responsibility I think we need, because there's so many young men that went down the path. They'd be like, man, I thought you was a real gangster, so I followed you. I thought you was a blood, so I joined the gang. And this is what happened to me. I used to listen to your music and it influenced me because I wanted to be like you. So I did the things that you did to feel connected to who you are. Mm. Right. We've never had that level of accountability within the culture whatsoever. Right. And you know, you all hear the positive testimonials, but what about the negative effects?
Yeah.
And we can then juxtapose that to today. You got a young brother that's gambling. He becomes addicted. He loses money. He loses girl. He loses family. He becomes depressed. It can spiral. People become addicted to these things. Same thing with liquor. Same thing with alcohol. Same thing with many different things that we just blindly go out there influence without any thought to the effect. Right? And I feel like that's where the accountability comes to, where a man has to then think about, what am I really doing? And so a lot of people want to be blind, right, to how they're affecting people, so they don't have to be conscious and that awareness doesn't have to weigh on their soul.
Of course.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.